Audi, Volkswagen's premium brand, confirmed its full-year outlook on Monday, citing a 12.4% rise in first-quarter revenue driven by strong electric vehicle sales. Notably, the forecast does not account for potential impacts from U.S. tariffs. First-quarter revenue to €15.43 billion, $17.49 billion, in January to March compared with €13.73 billion a year earlier. The company expects revenue between €67.5 billion and €72.5 billion for 2025, and an operating margin between 7% and 9%. Financial implications of import tariffs, particularly in the United States, cannot be conclusively assessed, Audi said in a statement. Also excluded from the guidance were any consequences of a labor agreement struck in March with the Works Council, the company noted. Audi, which currently has no manufacturing presence in the United States, confirmed that it would decide this year whether to build production capacity there. Chief Executive Jürgen Rittersberger said this could involve building electric vehicles, reflecting a strategic shift amid growing demand. "We will also have a very close look at electric cars because that's still an area of focus, also in the U.S., Rittersberger told reporters. Audi's EV sales have been a key driver in revenue growth, as the company seeks to position itself against premium rivals in an increasingly competitive global market. Although Audi's global vehicle deliveries declined by 3.4% in the first quarter, sales of its electric models surged by 30.1%, the company said. In North America, excluding Mexico, deliveries dropped 2.1% to 48,599 units, with Audi noting that several models are awaiting upgrades. In China, shipments fell by 7% to 144,471 vehicles amid fierce market competition. Like other European automakers, Audi is facing pressure from new tariffs that are expected to raise vehicle prices by several thousand dollars, adding strain to an industry already grappling with elevated costs and growing rivalry. Audi currently supplies the U.S. market from its plant in San Jose, Quiapa, Mexico, which produces the Q5 SUV and employs more than 5,000 workers.